This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
League of Ireland on 98FM.
Yeah, let's preview the Premier games now with the four clubs in Dublin in a moment. St Pat's Bohemians in Shelburne. Our Will O'Callaghan was at the launch at the National Sports Campus during the week and chatted firstly to the Shamrock Rovers skipper, Mr Ronan Finn.
Yeah, pre-season's gone really well for us at this stage. I'm just looking forward to your first competitive game. Sunday we'll bring that in the President's Cup and then all eyes are on Dalymount.
Last competitive game, of course, at the Aviva Stadium, finally getting your hands on the cup for the first time in three decades. What was it like to finally end that run and to get that piece of silverware?
Yeah, it was, listen, for the club it was massive, for the supporters, for us as a group of players and management staff it was huge, but it's gone now, you know, new season, we've got new targets and we know what we're we've worked really hard pre-season, we know what we have to do.
The target seems extremely obvious in the league to go one step further up the ladder.
Yeah, of course, listen, Dundalk have been, you know, very good the last few years and they're going to be challenging again, but we need to be right up there. We've prepared really well in pre-season, managers, you know, recruited really well, but there's more to offer from us. You know, we're a group that's grown and obviously the next level is stepping above Dundalk and winning the league, but there's also a lot of other challenges there that we have to be wary of, and we know what we have to do.
Do you look back with any regrets on the great position you were in a few months into the season last year, where Dundalk were very much having to play catch-up, that you didn't in the end become Air Tristy League champions?
No, listen, I mean, that's gone now. I mean, as a player, you look forward. Like I said, pre-season's gone really well for us. But, I mean, listen, we're FAI Cup champions from last year. That will give us a bit of confidence now going into the new year. As a group, you know, the manager, like I said, he's guided us. We're doing really well in pre-season. And all eyes are on Sunday for President's Cup.
It's not going to be on Valentine's night, but Valentine's weekend, you kick the season off against your great rivals, Bohemians.
Yeah, no, it's an exciting game for us to look forward to. We've had good battles with them over the years, and listen, you get nothing easy in Dalymount. They've beaten us there last season, we've beaten them. So it's going to be a tough game. Listen, we'll prepare really well for that when it comes round to it.
You went through a long period of not being able to get one over on Bowes, late equalisers, late winners and so on, but at least you got to end that run last season.
Yeah, the last two results, we beat them. We beat them in Tallaght and then we beat them in Dalymount. So for us, that's gone. You know what I mean? That, you know, monkey is off our back. You know, we'll treat the game as we would, because it's a very, very difficult venue to go to. We're under no illusions about that. And we won't be going in there overconfident. We'll treat Bowes with massive amount of respect, because they've, you know, had a really good season last year. And we'll take nothing for granted there. We had to work really, really hard to get the points out from Bohemians.
That is the Shamrock Rovers captain Ronan Finn speaking to Will O'Callaghan at the League of Ireland launch during the week. So from Ronan Finn to a captain from across the city, it's St Pat's Ian Birmingham.
St Pat's last season, you weren't too far off in terms of the chase with the top two, but the top two do set a hell of a standard.
Yeah, listen, they're the two to be caught. But look, we're just trying to improve on last season. We've been kind of struggling the last number of years, and we haven't got into Europe. And I think we've just got to be better than we were last year. And that starts next Friday. So listen, we've got to try and hit the ground running and pick up a big win against Waterford.
Does it feel like there is a freshness given the coaching changes, given the, I think, four or five players who've come in now as well?
Yeah, definitely. I think everybody feels re-energized, refreshed, and as I said, the ideas Stephen's bringing in, it's really exciting. I'm really enjoying it. All the lads are really enjoying it, and look, we're raring to go. We can't wait to get going now, and hopefully everybody will see the best of us this season.
I suppose, given last season, you look back at the way the league fell, obviously the top two ran away a little bit, and then eventually Dundalk overall, Shamrock Rovers to win the league, but very little kind of in the next four to five teams in the league. You're all very close to each other, not just in terms of points total, but in terms of maybe the standard of the team as well.
Yeah, I think last season, I think we had a lot of quality last season. We had a lot of really, really good players, and for whatever reason, for one reason or another, we didn't click, and we didn't fulfil our potential. mental, to be honest with you. Like last season, we should have been well up there challenging, but we weren't, as I said, for one reason or another. But no, there's not a lot of difference in the teams, but as I said, Rovers and the Dogs at the standard now, so it's up to the rest of the team to kind of catch up.
You've almost given away what the key is for this season when you said landing outside the European places was seen as a disappointment. That's where you want to be this year.
Yeah, but as I said, we finished fifth last year. We just want to improve on that, and that's the aim for us. We want to improve on that, and we do want to go back into Europe, but as I said, first and foremost, it's just to improve on last season. And if we do that, we'll give ourselves a right chance.
Do you get excited by days like today, mixing around with the other players and knowing the league is just a couple of weeks away?
Yeah, definitely. There's always an excitement. I think everybody can't wait for the season to go. They all think everybody thinks they've had a great pre-season, but it's only when you step over the white line on next Friday that you'll know where you're kind of at. As I said, we're raring to go. We've had a really good pre-season, as they'll all tell you. But no, we have, and we're looking forward to getting going against Waterford next Friday.
St. Pat's captain Ian Birmingham there with Will O'Callaghan. St. Pat's looking forward to the new season. We'll have all the fixtures in just a moment, but continuing our chat with the four Dublin Premier clubs, of course, as a Dublin radio station. And Bowes are back in Europe. Here's their winger, Danny Grant.
Back into Europe on the back of what was, I think, a pretty good 2019 campaign.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Hopefully, you know, pushing on and enjoying that European challenge as well. So it should be a good year.
And given as well, you weren't too far away from the top two last season, the hope would be to try and challenge towards the title places this year.
Yeah, in a way, but you know, there's still a gap to bridge, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, we did finish over 20 points off Dundalk and 15 off Rovers, but you know, they're probably being considered the big two in the league at the moment, and so I think everybody, including the likes of Pat's Derry and all that, will want to close the gap as well, so hopefully we can do it.
In terms of getting back into Europe, how big is that for the club? Because we had Pender talking to us at the end of the season, he was saying, look, it was massive for him to be able to leave the jersey in a better place and all that, but for you guys to look forward to these Europa League qualifiers, how big is it for you?
Yeah, it's big, it's massive for the club, isn't it? The club belongs in around them European spots and at the top of the table, so, and financially as well, you know, it's obviously great for the club, and hopefully we can put in a good performance and try to get through and go as far as we can in the European qualifiers.
For you on a personal level, you want to just carry on your form from last season, right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. You know, I picked up an injury and then came back, and I kind of done well when I came back, so I was happy with where I was going. Hopefully I can just pick up where I left off and keep on going in that direction.
Jan Ronan Finn earlier, he was saying it's the perfect fixture to kick off the season. It was meant to be opening night, the Friday night's moved to Saturday. I don't know how you feel about that, but to be playing your great rivals on the first weekend must sharpen the mind.
Yeah, you can't really beat it. We can't ask for much more, you know. That game is the biggest game in Irish football. Everybody, I think, knows that. And what more could you ask for, you know, to kick off the season? So hopefully we can get it off the winning ways and put in a good performance, and hopefully we kick on from there.
Is it a pity it's not on the Friday night, or is that good news for the girlfriend, or how's it work out?
No, there's no girlfriend, so. But you know, me, I'd rather be on the Friday night myself. I think everybody would. You know, you can't beat the Friday nights in Ireland. They've kind of become just a thing that everybody looks forward to. But at the end of the day, it's a game of football, so it doesn't really matter what day it is on.
It's a cracking rivalry. You had a good couple of years where Shamrock Rovers couldn't beat you, and then they got two wins at the end of the season, including that cup game. So you're due a win back now.
Yeah, I think it's, hopefully we can bring it back our way. You know, we kept, I think, 7 or 8 games we went unbeaten against them, and now it's kind of, they've won a few, so hopefully we can bring it back and get back to winning ways against Rovers.
How tricky is it to try and close the gap to the top two then?
I think very tricky. It's going to require a lot of hard work, we've talked about, and Rovers are, you know, if we don't even look at Dundalk, just look at Rovers for now, because they're the next one up from us. You know, that's a big gap. 15 points is a big gap to close, and we know how good Rovers are, we know how good Dundalk are as well, and it's going to be tricky, and everybody's going to have to work hard and buy into what we want to do if we're going to, you know, try and close the gap.
You're on 98FM's League of Ireland Sunday here on That's What I Call Sport, previewing the return of the greatest league in the world. The SSE Airtricity League is back this Friday with 4 games in the Premier Division and 1 game on Saturday, and the other 4 games taking place on Friday. We've heard from Shamrock Rovers, St. Pat's and Bohemians, and now it's time for Shelburne, back in the big time, back in the Premier Division, and a man who helped fire them there is striker Kieran Kilduff.
Kieran, looking forward to getting back into the Premier Division. Must be exciting.
It really is. You know, it's days like today that kind of get you excited again. You know, you see the new jerseys and the trophies and stuff like that, so the launch is really kind of the start of it, and you know, a few big games to start us off as well, away in Turner's Cross and then home to Dundalk. So yeah, it's kind of exciting time and great to be back in Premier Division football.
Ian was saying when he signed the contract a few weeks ago that it's not just about staying up this year, he wants Shelburne to want a bit more than that.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, we want to be competitive this year. We're not here to make up the numbers. I think, you know, maybe in previous campaigns, Shells have got promoted and then, you know, kind of fought relegation scraps and maybe even went back down a few times. So I think they've worked so hard this time to get up. They're making sure that it's for keeps this time. They want to be back to where they belong. And Shelburne are a club steeped in history and they, you know, should be a Premier Division club. I remember when I started off my career coming in, when Shelburne were having those European nights and the big games, Shelburne were a massive powerhouse of League of Ireland football. So I think last year was one step in the right direction. So hopefully this year we can make another and, you know, cement their place up there and be competitive. You know, who knows where the season can go? You know, you could get a good start, or, you know, the team gels well and, you know, things could go well for us this year. And we've a young, enthusiastic manager and staff, and we also have a lot of experience after being signed and new additions to the squad. So we're in a good place to kick on from here, I feel.
And for the Dubs near team, they get plenty of derbies during the season as well.
Yeah, massively. And it seems like there's no one far away. Even I was talking there, Dundalk will bring a huge crowd down on the second game, and I know it's not a Dublin derby, but it's not a long trip for them either. And obviously we played against Bowes in the FAI Cup last year and there was some competitive games there. We've Pats and Rovers and everyone else around, so there's some brilliant games there to be enjoyed, and to be honest we're just looking forward to it. There's nothing for us to fear really this year. You know, the pressure was on us more so last year than it might be this year, and I think we'll surprise a few people. I think we're in a good place. I think we'll take confidence from what we achieved last year and hopefully we can kick on.
Because it almost seems obvious on the phone, like, you got to try and make a good start for teams who come up. Yeah. You can get into a rut if you don't get a few wins. I'm sure you'd love to get a few wins in the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, look, they're harder to come by, obviously. You know, away to Cork on the opening day is the toughest game as you probably get in the division, then home to the champion second game. So, you know, as much as you want to enjoy it, you know, you need to pick up some points somewhere there too. And we'll be ready and we'll be well prepared. We're confident what we'll be doing. And as I said, it's some of them games, you know, are to be enjoyed. And we did that last year against Bowes in the FAI Cup, and we were 2-0 up with 10 minutes to go and kind of a refereeing decision. And, you know, maybe a bad couple of minutes for us, we ended up losing the game 3-2. But we felt that night like we were, you know, we were worth our 2-0 lead at the time, and our game plan worked to perfection. So hopefully this year we'll be setting up similar ways at times and we'll be able to frustrate teams. And we know we've quality to score goals, and we'll obviously try to keep as many clean sheets as we can, and we'll surprise a few this year, and there'll be a few results that I can guarantee you will surprise a few people, and hopefully they come early.
That is Shelburne striker Kieran Kilduff looking ahead to their season back in the Premier League. Great to have four Dublin Premier clubs back in, of course, after UCD were relegated last season and Shells back up. But of course UCD, Shells are, should I say, a much bigger club than UCD as well in terms of, you know, fan base and stuff like that as well. So some great Dublin derbies to look forward to, and we'll have all the bases covered this season on 98FM's League of Ireland Sunday around 25 past 9 or so every Sunday here on 98FM. This Friday, four games. 7:45 kick-off at Turner's Cross for Cork against Shelburne. The champions Dundalk welcome Derry to Oriel Park at the same time. While up the road here in Inchicore, Richmond Park hosts St Pat's against Waterford FC. One game at 8 o'clock, Finn Harps against Sligo Rovers. And then the biggest game of the weekend, the biggest game in Irish football, on Saturday at Dalyman Park at 2 o'clock. If it's not sold out already, there's only a few tickets left. It's Bowes against Shamrock Rovers in what will be an unbelievable match, and we can't wait to hear what happens in that one next weekend.
It's the greatest league in the world. League of Ireland on 98FM.
Now, the FAI's interim deputy CEO, Niall Quinn, also spoke to Off the Ball's Will O'Callaghan at the League of Ireland launch during the week. Here's how they got on.
First question is an obvious one. How have the first couple of weeks in the new job been?
Exhilarating, tiring, at times disappointing because I want to get so much done so quickly, and there are lots of issues to deal with. But truthfully, I feel really privileged and honoured to be in doing something for all the verticals in Irish football that I used to just talk about, you know, when I had my chance. So there are a number of things that I wouldn't have expected, and I'm, you know, happy to say that that's a positive thing, that there's some brilliant people in that building who do great things, but nobody knows about it. So we have to do something about our messaging and how the great work that's been done at grassroots level, at schools level, football for all. You know, there's some real work to be done there for people to understand the value of football and how these particular silos in the association's structure are doing great work, and the people who are doing them. We need to know more about that. The country needs to know more. At the other end, then, at the elite game, and you know, we have the League of Ireland being launched here today, and I'm delighted with that. You know, having been in there a couple of weeks and having you know, sort of dealt with the political I suppose, persuasions and not that were going on, and ultimately the support that we ended up with. It's great to be talking about football. It's great to be here looking at footballers who, might I add, have a physique nowadays that was not around when we were getting our photos taken at the start of season back in my day. They're a credit to the game, and they're the most important people when you boil it all down. And I'm delighted to be here to support them and to let them know, you know, that the association is now an enabler for their league. It's not because it's a good thing to do. We're actually obliged to do it from the support terms that we took from Minister Ross last week. So the onus is on us as an association to become a proper enabler, to make sure that at the top end of the game that players are looked after, and that stadiums are better for them and fans. I think that's obvious. That needs to happen. And then down through the elite part of the underage game, the academies, etc., that we're putting best practice in place in all our clubs over the next 5 years. So we've no choice in that. We have to do it. But there are other parts of the game. You know, women's football, we now have a lot more money for women's football, which is great. We can really start to grow that. And I think we can thrive at it because our senior ladies are showing us the way, you know, that they're not so far away from being right there at the top table. So that's encouraging. We can drive that on as part of our agenda, which is great. And then we go into grassroots generally, and the good work that's been done there that's not reported either. You know, we've reached the gold standard, UEFA gold standard, which I think only 9 other countries have at the moment in Europe. That's great for us, but it's not a message that's known out there. Everyone wants to know about the bad things, so we got to tell that story better. Part of my job will be to make sure we do that. And then you go to the amateur game in general, people who play for fun, people who live for this game. You know, we have all sorts of reasons for coming into work every day and making sure those parts of the game are looked after. And I take great pleasure, and I also I feel very privileged that rather than just be outside talking about it all the time as I used to be for the last year and a half, that I've been entrusted to go in and make sure those parts of the game feel safe, and that you know, the narrative and indeed the journey that's coming from now on will be one of support for all those areas.
What have your communications been like with the players and the club so far? Because understandably, a couple of months ago, there was talk, and Minister Ross said potentially the League of Ireland could fall if the FAI became insolvent.
Well, that was 2 months ago. Thankfully, we're looking forward from now on, and we're here today, you know, to see the guys, you know, in their kit, ready to go. It whets the appetite for what's coming. So, there was a lot of, political nuts and bolts being tightened, loosened. Everybody was trying to get into a position at that time, you know, to suit their agendas. The people charged with looking after football knew we needed that support. A group went in before I got here and started that agenda. I think Minister Ross wasn't in the mood for much debate over the matter at that point, but that happened. That changed as Christmas came and passed, as the new board got together, new additions to the board, I should say, because the board members were already there, were doing good stuff. So what's happened now, I think, is we're out the other side. It's about looking forward. It's about delivering on the terms that we agreed with in government in Minister Ross's building last week, that we would see to it that facilities at stadiums will be better, that players' conditions will be better, that academies will be built, that the women's game will be brought forward, that grassroots, you know, not only gets the pat on the back it deserves for what it does, but that its value is known throughout the land. And that's not just the FAI people who help administer it, it's the coaches that have been coached. It's the parents, it's the volunteers, but above all, it's the participants. And we need everybody to feel that they're on a new level now, where the FAI is all about enabling, not blocking.
When the announcement was made about the financial rescue package, you were quite emotional, weren't you?
I was. I actually got it was as if we were on tenterhooks for so long, and then it happened, and we were up in a room, and there was photographs being taken, and people were there. And I'm thinking of it now. I just knew what it meant to the game. And I knew what it meant to the people who are bewildered by what's happened to this point. And I knew it was the turning point. I also knew that I had to get my arse in gear and make sure I do a good job when I go in. But that was the easy part. I mean, that's you know, something that I find absolutely easy. It's part of me. I'm just delighted to be in, and I'm working in football. I mean, what a great you know, novelty in some ways that is. This isn't a real job. To be going in, working long hours, trying to bring sides together, two different parts of the job. It's tough, but it's exhilarating. And that particular day, I just knew it gave us a chance.
Can I ask you what changed your mind? Because you said before Christmas, CEO probably wasn't for you. Interim deputy, what's the difference between the roles?
I don't have the financial accountability and infrastructure rebuild that a CEO would have. I have football. I have a lovely side of the office. And when it was described to me as that, I really didn't mind what it was called. But once I didn't have to go and attend board meetings and explain balance sheets and monthly financial reports and governance, corporate governance, etc. Once I wasn't in that bracket and I was allowed to go on the football side of it, then it was easy for me to say yes. Could have been called any title, I guess, but effectively on my side of the desk, it's got football with a capital F and all parts of it, and I'm really enjoying it.
What was your reaction when that Basketball Ireland statement came out yesterday afternoon?
My first reaction was my two nieces played for Ireland. I used to love coming back to Tallaght to watch them play. I like basketball. I'm you know, I played it once and got sent off in a schools match, so that was the end of it for me. I reached six fouls in 5 minutes and the Christian Brother didn't speak to me for about 2 years. So that's my basketball experience. But in truth to you, I believe it's not a contest. And I believe basketball, ourselves, all the other sports that are doing great things in this country should come together and have a lobby to get even more funding. I absolutely believe basketball should get more money. And I know they got treated very harshly way back when the Troika were in town. You know, it was a different landscape then. You know, the country was on its knees when all that happened. But I would be the first one to support anything they would put in place to you know, drive for more funding. I would do it for all sports. There is no more, and as far as I'm concerned, as I'm the association, there's no more us and them. I believe all our sports should have a forum. We should get together. We should power home the ability and the value of all sports in this country and get a better deal from government all round. So, you know, if Brendan wanted to come and see how we did things or if somebody else is doing stuff, that we could all share our knowledge and come at the political leaders who are talking a great game at the moment, and we were fortunate to get support in this time. But, at, you know, at the same time, there's far more to be understood about sport and to be gained by government support. And if Basketball Ireland get big increase in funding, they'll get a pat on the back from me. Well done, you deserve it.
Negotiations going on at the moment about the All-Ireland League. Your own personal position on what's happening?
We'll be very supportive of what our clubs want us to do. We will enable the pathway. They've come together really strongly in the last 10 months, which is great news. And, you know, as we would sit, me personally, as part of the football department in there and where I am, if they say let's push everything and go for an All-Ireland League, we'll be 100% behind it. On a personal level, it makes real sense to me. It looks very good, but I don't want to overstep the mark here, because we want our friends in the north to be just as comfortable with things at the same time. I think there's a journey to be done together there. We're very supportive of it, but if it's not to be, that doesn't mean we're going to work any differently or not, you know, probably even work harder to ensure that what we have in our League of Ireland stays strong.
That's the FAI's interim deputy CEO, Niall Quinn, speaking to us here on the That's What I Call Sport. He was chatting there to Will O'Callaghan at the League of Ireland launch.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on Auto Trader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.